Hi, this is David Brown for the Methodist Hospital. What I'd like to talk about today is a very important differentiation in retinal disease, and for you to think about the anatomy of the retina. Remember that the inner two-thirds of the retina received its retinal vasculature from the retinal blood vessels, while the outer one-third, the photoreceptors and such, receive the blood flow from the choroid. What this means is there's really two kinds of disease: outer retinal disease, like macular degeneration, and inner retinal disease, like diabetic macular edema or vein occlusion. The reason this makes a difference is the only thing that really sees is the photoreceptors. That's the film in the camera. And so if you have the photoreceptors in the film relatively protected, you can have a lot more time involved with disease entities of inner retina and still recover vision. Why this is important is in macular degeneration, where you have fluid and leakage at the photoreceptor layer, you really can't allow fluid there to recur or persist without permanent vision loss very quickly. In other words, PRN therapy, where you let them recur with fluid, I call progressive retinal neglect. You're allowing that sensitive area to get progressively more damaged. This contrasts to, say, vein occlusion, where the photoreceptors are okay. And you see in the PRN arms of Bravo and Cruz recently presented at ARVO, the PRN arms do okay over the 6 months, from 6 months to 12 months. Why is that? It's an inner retinal disease. You've got more capability of the photoreceptors to live if it's purely an inner retinal disease. I want you to think about this and remember that it's very important for outer retinal disease to be treated aggressively and consistently. You have a little more leeway with vein occlusion. We'll see more as we get progressively longer studies. This has been David Brown for the Methodist Hospital. Thank you very much.